wrapping up his government service, I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's stepping down from his roles as the leader of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and as chief medical advisor to the White House.
For nearly 40 years, Fauci has been director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and during the Biden administration, has served as chief medical advisor to President Biden. Fauci says he is not retiring, but after 50 years of government service, plans to pursue the next phase of his career. In a statement, President Biden says he's come to know Fauci as a dedicated public servant and a steady hand honed over decades at the forefront of some of our most dangerous and challenging public health crises. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Lawyers for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to stop the FBI's review of documents seized from Trump's Mar-a-Lago home until a neutral special master can be appointed to inspect the records. The request was included in a federal lawsuit, the first filing by the Trump legal team in the 2 weeks since the search. The suspect in the killings of two Muslim men in Albuquerque faces another charge.
51-year-old Muhammad Saeed, an Afghan refugee, charged with three counts of first-degree murder in the fatal shootings of Muslim men in Albuquerque. Four Muslim men have been killed in the city since November. Saeed, who has denied any involvement, initially charged with two of the homicides. Prosecutors citing additional evidence deriving from cell phones to charge him with the third, and officials say he is the prime suspect in all four.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Federal authorities have started a civil rights investigation following a video posted on social media showed two police officers in the small town of Mulberry, Arkansas, punching a man while a third officer held him on the ground. The officers have been suspended. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Despite concerns with the Taliban over human rights issues, the U.S. is reportedly still considering lifting some economic restrictions in Afghanistan.
The Biden administration is considering the release of billions of dollars in Afghanistan's foreign held assets. In a report by Reuters, the move will try to help the country's struggling economy, as the United Nations warns that nearly half the population faces food insecurity heading into winter. The reporting goes on to say the U.S. has a plan to transfer billions in Afghan central bank assets into a Swiss-based trust fund, with the funds being dispersed with help from an international board to get around the Taliban. Negotiations with the Afghan central bank and Taliban have reportedly been sluggish. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
About 3,000 white-collar workers at Ford Motor Company will lose their jobs as the company cuts costs to help make the long transition from internal combustion vehicles to those powered by batteries. The company made the announcement today in a company-wide email saying that 2,000 full-time salaried workers would be let go, along with another 1,000 contract workers. The cuts represent about 6% of the 31,000 full-time salaried workforce in the U.S. and Canada. Some prices at the supermarket are falling.
Beef prices are starting to come down after becoming more and more expensive. Research firm Information Resources tells the Wall Street Journal retail beef prices declined 0.7% in the four-week period ending August 7th compared with the same period a year ago. It's the second monthly decline. The drop happened as demand softened for some cuts of meat and because staffing has improved at meat plants.
Fox's Janika Sola. Wall Street stocks fell broadly, extending the market's losses. The Dow lost 643. The Nasdaq off 323. The S&P minus 90. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.